The furloughs will force state employees to take 8 days of unpaid leave in each of the next 2 years. The governor had said he wanted to exempt workers who have to staff state institutions like hospitals or prisons around the clock. But Office of State Employee Relations Director Jennifer Donnelly says these furloughs will apply to everyone.
What he really meant to say was that we weren't going to exempt anybody.
Donnelly says there's nothing in state employees' contracts that legally prevented the state from exempting certain workers from furloughs.
I think the premise was is that everybody's in. I mean, that's the only thing that's fair. And if you start taking people out, how do you do that? And we don't have any criteria to remove anybody right now, so everybody's in.
The governor originally wanted to exempt corrections officers and others because furloughing them means someone else has to work overtime in their place. A recent audit found that between 2005 and 2008, the state spent more than $250 million on overtime pay. State Employees Union Director Marty Beal told the legislative panel reviewing that audit yesterday that with these furloughs, overtime costs will go up over the next 2 years.
I'm telling you here, as I got a nose on my face, that there will be an increase in overtime the next biennium.
The Doyle administration had originally estimated its furlough plan could save the state roughly $120 million a year, though it's not clear whether that estimate takes into account the likely increase in overtime costs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.